Most conventionally, sentinel lymph node analysis is performed by a histopathologist. As per NICE guidelines, nearly every patient who is not proven to have lymph node positive disease in breast cancer undergoes sentinel lymph node biopsy. An intraoperative technique, however, can allow immediate definitive surgery to the axilla. It abolishes the risk of repeat surgery and therefore a second admission, and can reduce the inherent delay of initiation of treatment in adjuvant therapy. So there's various intraoperative methods that I can touch on very briefly. Imprint cytology involves slicing of the node, rubbing it onto a slide and having a look at it that way. But it hasn't got a great sensitivity, and it's especially poor in situations of micrometastases and in lobular cancer. Frozen section is the most common method we all know about, but this is time-consuming, can be expensive, and requires an experienced histopathologist. Also, the tissue that's used for frozen section analysis is no longer available for later analysis. With spectroscopy, this measures the elastic scattering properties and looks at the abnormal patterns created by metastases. But at the moment, this is quite experimental, though very interesting, and it can only analyse thin sections of tissue at a time. Then we move to the molecular techniques. Viridex was a very good method, given the sensitivity and specificity used most commonly in the States, using two markers of mammoglobin and CK19. But this fell out of favour in the market in the US, and so is no longer being used. So what I'm going to talk about today is the one-step nucleic acid amplification, or OSNA, and I'll talk about the timing impact that we've analysed today.